I love Sunday mornings. How about y'all?
Yes.
Some of us love Sunday mornings so much that you can't get out of bed and be on church all the time. I love Sunday mornings. You know why? Because it reminds me that one day we'll all be together and that we're going to be with Jesus forevermore. So we can get a foretaste of that today. Amen. We can get a foretaste of that, Brother Brent.
Amen.
Let's get it.
Get a foretaste.
Let's get the moment today. What do you say?
Well, let's open up the service with a word of prayer. And dear precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up and starting us on our way. Father God, bringing us into your house this morning, Father God, where we want to receive something special from you today, Father God. We just thank you and praise you, Father. We ask you to anoint this service, anoint the music, and anoint the message, Father God, that our ears would be able to hear what you would want us to receive today, Father God. And we just thank you and we praise you now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All righty, folks. Well, I don't know what your week has been like, but let's just get into the frame of mind now of worship. Shake off anything that may be bothering you. Old devil might be weighing you down this morning. Come on, shake them off. Go ahead, get it up. Blow the shofar. Blow the shofar. Blow the trumpet in Zion. To sing his praises, you know, that he is Lord of Lords and he is King of Kings and he is worthy to be praised, like Pastor Nikki's message Wednesday night. To God be the glory in everything that has breath. Exalt his name and sing his praises this morning. Stand and sing this song with us called Glorify Thy Name. Glorify Thy Name in all the earth.
Glorify the name. salvation, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that you're our keeper, Father God. That nothing is impossible for you, Father God.
I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you.
I believe you're more than enough for me.
children, why do you yet not trust me that I am all you need? Why do you still trust in your ability when I have brought you this far? Do not doubt. Make me your portion. Love me. And believe that I have your destiny in my hands. I love you and only want the best for you, saith the Lord. Why do you settle for less than what I have to give you? So take those doubts and those fears and those things that cause you to trust in your ability and throw them into my hands, for I will take care of you. You belong to me, saith the Lord. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we have to trust in you.
Yes,
Lord. Everything I've ever put faith in that was not of you has let me down. But I know that there's a better day coming, and you will give me strength today, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Church, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
And if we dwell on those things that are troubling us, and we don't give to the Lord, you'll never get out of that problem. That problem will always be that problem right before you.
Amen.
And it's so important that we get our eyes off of what the enemy's doing to us.
That's right. Amen.
And get our eyes on the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
He is Lord. He is God. He is the creator of all things.
Yes, He is.
And He certainly knows how to take care of us. I do trust in His ability to watch over me.
Yes.
I do trust in Him for my health.
Amen.
I do trust in Him for the power of the Holy
Spirit. More than enough.
Hallelujah.
I
do trust in Him.
Oh, God, there's victory in Jesus. Yes.
And set my feet on solid ground. And even in old age, I can still produce much fruit. I trust the Lord because He's the one that brought me to where I'm at today. Not of my ability, but because He used me and is still using me. I can't even comprehend what a great God that we have this morning.
Amen.
And how that He gives us air to breathe.
Amen.
You know, so many things we take for granted. So many things. You know what? I love every now and then to just thank God for the air that I breathe.
Amen.
When I look at people that's on oxygen and I see people that has lung cancer and I see people that their lungs are not functioning right, I see them gasping for air. I thank God for the air that we have to breathe right in this sanctuary this morning.
Amen.
I thank God for the food that He puts on the table. I thank God for the clothes that He puts on my back. Because He's the one that supplies every need according to His riches in glory.
Yes.
Amen.
And I praise Him. We have got to get our eyes off the man and get our eyes back on Jesus. Somebody say
amen.
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 We've got to get back to our first love. We got to get back to the things that excited us.
Come on.
About serving God. And instead of thinking that it's such a chore, such trouble to come to church and this and that, and blah, 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 blah. When you got a large pot, you got everything else that can get you to church on time.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Come on, Pastor Bud.
I'm so happy that I'm able to walk through those doors and that nobody is pushing me through in a wheelchair. Thank God that we care about those that's in the wheelchair and we're bringing them to church.
Yes.
I thank God for that. I thank God that Brother Earl get right out of the hospital and having complications from whatever they did to him in surgery. You know what? He had to go back to the hospital. We went to the hospital and prayed with him. And you know what? He was up and ready to come to church this morning because he wanted to be with his family. He wanted to be in the presence of God. And the Bible says where two or more gathered together in His name.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't gather together in His name.
That's
we
right.
just gather together to be together.
Amen.
But I want to tell you, when two or more gather in His name, He will be in the midst of us. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God. And now
But by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Those that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
I give my heart to the Lord this morning. Every time I give my heart to someone else, it gets broken and shattered.
Amen.
But Jesus took my heart, Brother Chris. Jesus took my heart, and He made me whole again.
Yes, me too.
He gave me a heart of worship and love for Him.
Yes.
Church, God loves you.
Yes.
He only wants the best for all of us. Nowhere in our lifetime should we stop feeling and being blessed by the presence of our God.
Amen.
He said, I'll be with you always.
Yes.
It's easy to serve God when everything's going smooth. But I want to tell you, even in the darkest of times, and most of us here today have been through some very dark times, our God has brought us through every time. We wouldn't be here today. That's why we need to be desperate for Him. We need to be lost without Him.
Amen.
We're like a bird that's been put in a little cage and can't fly and soar with the wind and fly up in the trees and land on beautiful flowers. We're like a bird that's put in a little cage, and Jesus wants to open the door to that cage this morning and let you fly out and
Amen.
Be free again.
Amen.
Free to worship Him. Free,
free.
To have peace and joy in your heart.
Amen.
It's going to be okay. Yeah. Jesus said it's going to be okay, and I believe Him this morning.
Amen.
Won't you believe Him? Won't you trust in Him with all of your heart?
Amen.
You'll Amen. Be glad you did.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did.
Amen.
When we first came in, we were singing, I think, the first song. The Lord showed me there was someone here that has been going through battle after battle after battle after battle. And they said in their heart, I'm almost ready to give up. I don't know who it is. That's between you and God. But God told me to tell you that what you're going through, He is going to bring you through it, and you will be an overcomer. Because He said this congregation is a boot camp for God. When God speaks to you to go lay hands on somebody and pray for them, God's going to heal them because He's purged you. He's brought you through. And that's what all the battles are about. God is getting us ready to do a mighty, mighty work. You know, that's a privilege if God says, go pray for that person. That's a privilege. But God's not going to pick you to go pray for that person if you've got garbage in your life that you can't even control your own life. So He's purging us. Don't give up this morning. Press on because the victory is right at hand.
Amen. Amen. And that song, I'm Desperate for You, Lord, reminded me of 38 years ago when I became desperate for the Lord and I felt like I was hanging on to the cliff by my fingernails. The Lord took me through a mental breakdown, and there was such terror and panic and fear in that breakdown. And when I finally, when He gave me back my right mind and I came out of that mental ward, I was desperate for the Lord, and the Lord met me through that. And it taught me that there is no good in me. I have no ability on my own. I can't think, I can't reason apart from Jesus. And He is my life, my portion, my all. And He's at work in me, making me what He wants me to be, to glorify His name. I am His, and you are His if you've given your heart to Him. And He's training all of us, as Sister Lena said. Amen? Amen. We're going to be mighty warriors, group. Mighty warriors for the kingdom.
Give Him praise.
Amen.
You know, you just confirmed what the Lord placed on my heart when you said what you said, because I know there's some folks out here this morning that are dealing with depression, dealing with strongholds that the devil's just telling them there's no way out, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And you know, church, if you come to him this morning, he can see you through that storm.
Amen, he will.
You know, there's always a way through Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
And the Lord just placed this song on my heart, and I want to sing it this morning for you guys. If you need prayer, you know, the altars are always open.
Yes.
But there's this song that says, "Ride out your storm. God's right there with you."
Amen.
And Brother Chris, I'm going to come down here. And I'm going to have Pastor Nikki. And we're going to have Paul. And if you'd like to be prayed for, I want you to come right now.
Yes. Come on, church. You've been in this storm, it seems like forever, and your night of confusion has been over so long. Your ship has lost anchor. And the storm's got you drifting, but the night's almost over, so ride out your storm, ride out your storm, God's right there with you, you may not feel
joy, his health, his sound mind. God, right now we speak right now for a sound mind. We speak health. We speak deliverance in the name of Jesus for my brother right now. God, we realize only you need us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the victory this morning? I said, did you have the victory? You know what? We're all having our battles. So don't think you're the only one that's got trouble. But not everybody has the victory, because we need to bring those troubles to the Lord. That's how we have victory in Jesus, if we turn those battles over to the Lord. Amen? So let's continue to worship the Lord and remember this, that victory only comes through battle. If you don't fight, you can't win. Somebody say amen. If you don't fight, you can't win. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap. What do you say? Amen. Brother Chris, are you ready for us to bring the message today? Amen. First of all, I want to thank God for the faithful people in our church. I want to thank God for each and every one of you. I want to thank God that He's given us a place to worship. I want to thank God that He's taken care of everything that needs to be taken care of. He's a good God. And I'm proud to be a part of this family. I'm proud to be part of the family of God. And I think about this Sunday morning, people all over the world, all over, are having worship services. And some have to have worship services in secret. And here we don't have to worry about that. In our country, we can openly worship our God. And I want to thank God for our country. I want to thank God for our president. I want to thank God for our people in government. I believe instead of finding fault, whoever's in office, we need to support them and at least their position that they have. And I thank the Lord that in our country, we can still hold this Bible up. And if you have your Bibles this morning, excuse me, hold your Bibles up. And I want you to say, this is my Bible. I tell you, we need to really, you know, when we say that, just don't repeat it after me, but say it from the bottom of your heart. This is my Bible. I can do what it says I can do. I will not do what it says I should not do. God, give me ears to hear. And a heart to receive. And a spirit of obedience. That my life may be changed. Your word says that it will not return void. So let me receive it today. In Jesus' name. Church says, amen. I thought that's so precious that Sister Audrey holding her Bible up. Most of you know that she doesn't have her eyesight. She's got some. God has given her some. And we thank God for that. But she's still holding her Bible up and declaring that the Word of God pertains to her life. And she's still believing. Today, the Lord's given me a message. And this message, before we read the scriptures, I want to talk about it for just a few minutes. The title of my message today is Rejection. Rejection is a terrible thing. We have so much rejection in our country today to the good things of life. People turn from the good and turn to the evil. They reject the good and they embrace the evil. And that's why we have so much trouble in our country today. It's because people are people and they try to live their life apart from the Lord, and they reject Jesus Christ and what He can do for them. Rejection. You know, there's people going to school. We see all the problems in our school today. Because if a child is different, He's rejected by the little clique in children. Do you know that even in school, that kids have their clique, and they bully and pick on someone and reject them because they may not talk like them, act like them, or look like them. Excuse me. There are groups that reject people because they can't talk right. There are people that reject people because they don't look right or smell right. There's people that are rejected because they're fat. There are people that are rejected because they're skinny. You know, rejection is a terrible thing. There are people that get married, and then later on down the road, one will reject the other because he or she saw something better, they thought, out in the world. Somebody say amen. Could somebody get me some water, please? I would appreciate it. Rejection destroys people. Rejection. I remember when I was in grade school, and I was raised by a single mother. My mother had divorced, and I was the only one left at home. And my mother was what everybody called a holy roller. She loved her Lord, and she didn't mind shouting right in the middle of downtown. Whenever the Spirit got up on her, she didn't quench the Spirit. She just let her rip. And she had a reputation in Alderson, West Virginia, for being a holy roller. And you know what? I got a reputation for being a bastard child. And the children in school, most of them would not have anything to do with me because, you know how we can plant those seeds in children? Parents can plant good seeds or they can plant bad seeds. And the children would come to school and say, "He ain't got no daddy. He ain't got no daddy." And then some of them that learned those words would say, "He's a bastard. He's a bastard. He don't have no daddy." And I was rejected. I was rejected. I hated school. I hated school because I wasn't treated like a normal child. And I had to, later on in life, had to ask God to help me because rejection will affect you the rest of your life. Rejection will destroy your mind and your morals to where you'll settle for anything in life. You'll settle for anything in life because people has turned and walked away from you. You know what rejection is? It's when you are not good enough in somebody else's eyes to associate with. You don't measure up, so you're rejected. You're an outcast. People don't want to even see you around. And that destroys a person's mind. That destroys every way of thinking about them. People do terrible crimes because somewhere in life, either as a child or growing up, they've been rejected. And they've been thrown away for the dogs. And somewhere deep inside, we all want to be accepted. You know, Nikki was telling you, years before we got married, she had went through some mental breakdowns. And there were people that didn't want to have anything to do with Nikki because they knew that she had had mental problems. They wouldn't accept her. But mental problems is one of the biggest things that we face in this world today, is what's going on inside of your mind. And people are rejected because they have a mental problem or they're dealing with that. And they don't think twice if a person's dealing with cancer or dealing with something else. But they're rejected because they don't think like other people. They don't act like other people. But I want you to know today, and through this message, I pray that you will understand one thing. That if the world loves you, then the love of God is not in you. And you, as a Christian, I'm not talking about just by name, but a true Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. It's not just a name that you wear. If you're a true Christian and follower of Christ, you will be rejected by the world. And if you have your Bibles today, let's go to the book of John, the first chapter. John, the first chapter. While you're looking at that, I will take a drink of this water. Sometimes we may not understand that God knows what we're going through, because He's already been there. The Lord has suffered all things and been through all things like we are through, so He would understand and know what it's like, so He could help us get through it. John, the first chapter, let's go to the sixth verse. And let's read a few verses here today. John 1 and 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Let's stop right there for a minute and let me explain to you what your job is as a Christian. John was sent for a witness, to bear witness of the light. And we know that Jesus is the light of the world. That's our job after we are born again of the Spirit of God as a Christian. It's not to sit back and do nothing, but it's to tell other people about the light of the world. Because when you get saved, you are a child of light. And John the Baptist was one that started the whole works of when Jesus came to this earth as a human being. The Bible says in the 8th verse, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. You know, I stay away from preachers and people that think that they've got so much of the Spirit of God in them, they start acting like they are God. We are nothing more than witnesses of the light of Jesus, and we are to share that light with other people. Our job is not to lord over people, but our job is to be right there helping them get to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to be born again and to be filled with the Spirit. We're living in a world today where many people are truly saved, but the Spirit of the Lord is not working in them because they're not seeking after being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. I want to be all that God wants me to be. And this life is so full of wickedness and evil, and it's such a spiritual warfare that God's people need to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost in their life. Can I hear an amen? Amen? We're fighting things that we can't see. We're dealing with something that is working that we can't see, that is out to destroy us and to take us down and to take our families down. But we also have the Spirit of God that lives in us that will put the devil under our feet. And we need to be filled with the Spirit to where we can understand what's happening. Whenever we have something going on in the church, the minute I walk through the doors, I can spiritually sense that there's something wrong. When we walk through the doors there, we should feel the joy and the peace of being in God's presence. We're in God's house. And there'll be some that needs a touch to encourage them on their job. There'll be some that needs a touch from God to help them with their family issues. There'll be some that needs a touch from God to help them with their children and those kind of issues. There is a need for everyone that comes in. And we need not only to feel the power of God, Sister Lena. We don't need to just feel the power. We need to experience the power of God. And John the Baptist came to tell others that someone that was coming that would baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire, not just water, but with the power of a living God. And that's our job. We are forerunners too. Telling other people, you can get over this hump, this mountain you're climbing. You can get there to the top. You will finally see that God was working in your life to make you a better person, when all along that you thought that it was the devil trying to take you out. It was God allowing you to go through that to where you can be a better witness of the light that John the Baptist was talking about. Verse 9 says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now this is the part that struck me and cut me plumb to my heart. He was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. That brings a sadness into my heart. Yes. The very one that created this earth, the very one that created you and me, he came to this earth and wrapped himself in flesh as a child that come from a virgin's womb and grew up to be a man so that he could pay the price for the sins. Only Jesus was qualified to do that, and he did it. He didn't have to, but he did it out of love. And then when he came into the world, the world knew him not. The world rejected him. You know why? Because Jesus represents love and peace and joy and happiness and power to be a good person. Jesus represented everything that was good, and the world rejected him because the world does not want anything that's good for you. The world only wants to give you something that will destroy you. And Jesus represented the holiness of the Father God. Jesus represented God, and he was God in the flesh. And the world said, no, thank you. No. They didn't even recognize him, and they rejected him. And the 11th verse says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's a hard pill to swallow. That's a hard pill to swallow. I know that there's some in my family that doesn't receive me and rejects me for what I stand for. But this is the Son of God. He came into his own, and his own received him not. I've had a lot of people that would turn me down for things that I needed. But Jesus never did. Jesus never rejected me. He's brought me this far, 72 years upon this planet they call Earth. And he's never rejected me. He'll never reject you. If you've got a problem, if you've got something that's troubling you, he is more than glad for you to come. He will not reject you. He will make time for you. He will make time for me. The Lord wants you to come to him and let him love you and not reject you. He wants to love you and help you. First of all, you need to make that choice, and you need to acknowledge that you need help. We all need help. Even after we're saved, I still need help. I need help in making good, healthy choices. I need help in being a leader in this church, that you won't see any hypocrisy in my life, You'll see me make mistakes. But a hypocrite is someone that does something willingly and knows it's wrong. He came into his own. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I had a mother that raised me, and she taught me about Jesus, and she loved her Jesus. I've got a beautiful sister sitting here today, and we're the only two left out of that family. The only two left. There was a bunch of us. My mother was rejected. She was called to minister the Word of God. And the very church that she helped build with her hard work and her labor and raising money would not let her stand up and speak in that church. She was rejected by the church world of that time. And yet, that rejection, listen, rejection can be healthy sometimes in propelling you to keep on, keeping on, because you know that God has spoke to you and you know that you're doing something right. And when you're right and you get rejected, then you know that you are a child of God because Jesus came to this earth and was rejected for doing good. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want you to feel the Lord's heart today. I want you to feel his heart and to know that if you'll receive him and not reject him, someone that may be listening to this service on down the road, since we're recording it, we got it live on Facebook, I want you to know that you will not be rejected. Somebody on down the road, I want you to know that God will take you in and he will make a child of God out of you, no matter how far in sin you've gone. He gave us power to become the sons and daughters of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. How many here today are glad that you are born again of the Spirit of God? That makes us family. It makes us family. It doesn't matter what church you go to with the name over the door. When you're born again of the Spirit of God, then we become the sons and daughters of God, and we have the power. We have the power to walk in the light as he is the light. Amen? I want you to turn to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah 53. Oh, I thank him today that he's not rejected me. I thank him today that he took something that was nothing and made something out of it. Can you say amen to that? Isaiah 53. And let's read a couple of verses about Jesus. Isaiah in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, 3rd verse. He is despised and rejected of men. We're talking about our Jesus here. The one that loves us all so that he gave his life for you and me. That he stepped down from his throne and wrapped himself in flesh and become one of us so that he could be that perfect sacrifice. He did all of that, and yet he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Does that sound like some of us? Some of us are people of sorrow and acquainted with grief. It seems like we have one trial, one problem, trouble, one after another. It seems like we never get a break. Where it seems like we're always under the gun. But I want you to know Jesus, he went through it before you did. He was acquainted with grief. He was a man of sorrows. And we hid it where our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. You know, I always thought that all these people that cried Hosanna when Jesus came into Jerusalem, they had their palm branches. And they was calling him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Where were they when they come to get our Lord? Where were they when they led Jesus up Calvary's hill, beat half to death, bleeding, the blood draining from his body? Where was the people that cried, Hosanna, the Lord, the King of Kings? It's so easy, church, for us to say, oh, praise God, I'm a Christian. But when the hard times come, where are we? Where are we then? Where are we then? Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of men, God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And this last verse is just so sad. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus took it all upon him, and yet there are so many people that says, that's not good enough for me. I would rather have this over here. And they are rejecting Jesus and dying and going to hell each and every day. Even as I preach this message, there are people that are going out into eternity that has rejected God the Father, his Son Jesus, and God's plan of salvation. They've said, no thank you. Or they've said, maybe later I'll do it. But right now, I'm going to do it my way. My way. And the Bible teaches us that the way of man is destruction. You know, I thought about this message as I studied it. And I thought, Lord, if you've got something good for me, I don't want to reject it. I don't have to understand it. I don't even have to know the end of the matter. I'm not going to reject your plan for me. Just give me the faith to believe that Jesus, you are the Christ of God. And that we all have gone astray. And even after we become a Christian, we can go astray. But the Lord knows how to bring his sheep back, doesn't he? The Lord knows how to bring us back. Today, let us not reject the Lord in our life. Today is the day of our salvation. What we done last week is gone. It's written in heaven, but we can't go back and change that. But God has a good plan for us this Sunday. You know what? If you have a wife or husband, you need to tell that wife or husband you love them. If you have a friend, a real close buddy, your girl or whatever, you need to call them and say, I don't know. I just thought I'd call you today and tell you I love you and I miss you. It's so important for us to share the love that God has given us and not reject what God wants us to share with others. Sometimes we want to heap it up on ourselves and we want to just keep on heaping it up. But God is saying, there's rejected people out there that need your help. There's people out there that's been rejected for one reason or another that needs to know that I, the Lord God, love them and I choose you to tell them today. God loves us with all of his heart. As I ask you in closing out this message today, God has a good plan for you. Satan has a plan to destroy you. Now, which one are you going to reject today? Are you going to reject God's plan for you? Or are you going to reject the works of evil in your life? And if you'll receive Christ and His plan, then God can use you to help others. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Today, with your heads bowed, are you guilty of rejecting someone that's tried to love you? Are you rejecting a family member that's trying to love you? Are you rejecting the Spirit of God that's been speaking to you? Only you know that. But the important thing is, will you reject His forgiveness today? Will you reject His desire to change your life? Will you receive it and not reject it? Do you know Jesus Christ? Really know Him as your Savior? It's not enough to know about Him. Do you really know Him? Do you really believe that He can part the Red Sea in your life so that you can cross through this trouble on dry land? Do you believe that He's the one that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from a fiery furnace? Do you believe that He's the one that set the Jewish people free? Do you believe? Will you receive? You know what? He's just a whisper away from your heart. He's just a whisper away. I feel Him speaking to your heart today as He's speaking to mine. Can I give you a word for y'all? God says you're special. God said, come to Him now. Come to Him now. Haven't we tried everything else? Why not try God's way? Why not try His plan? Why not believe that He can bring us peace for our weary souls? Why not believe that He can make this a better world through you and in you? Right now, just call upon Him and say, Jesus, I need some changes in my life. I'm fighting battles and I just don't have no peace about it. Come and help me, Lord. Help me be all that I need to be. I give my life to You. I put my faith and trust in You. I receive You. I receive Your perfect plan for my life through Jesus Christ. Thank You, God. Father, I thank You for this service this morning. I thank You for each and every precious family that's represented here. And You see the trials and the struggles and the things we're going through. And I just pray that no one here, no one listening to my voice will think that what they're facing is hopeless. Because we are not helpless. We are the children of light. And we know, God, that we're in a covenant with You. And that covenant is to help us have victory in Jesus. Thank You, Father. We love You, Lord, and appreciate our gathering today. In Jesus' name. And the church says,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Brother Chris, you want to finish up the service?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buck. What a great message that was today. We've all suffered rejection a time or two. And take this message, go with you, take it with you this week and learn something from it. And be back on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Remember that we love you. And just have a wonderful week. We're not going to close this service out. We'll continue it Wednesday night. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Be blessed.
Amen.